Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Tuesday, May 24th. And I also want to welcome you to Loserville.
Le who? The her.
Not the show. The show is not Loserville because I'm going to bring you the best. But oh my, our teams, our town right now, loser.
Le who? The her.
The Panthers swept out of the second round. Oh, and the Miami Heat last night. Yeah, they have a historically bad performance in Boston. What shall I get excited about this hour? Maybe I should head to Dean's Gold. Girls. Meet up with some Panthers players, perhaps. All of this was fun while it lasted, wasn't it? The two teams having a run together. It was even better in the first round when the Panthers and Heat were alternating nights. That was epic. One team and then the other and then the other. When they were both at home, oh my gosh, you kidding me? You could go to both games night after night. We had four straight nights where we hosted playoff games. That was incredible. And now it's all about the Miami Heat, and that's it, at least for the next few days. After that, we're either going to be discussing the NBA Finals for about 2.5 weeks, or we could start breaking down Tua's OTA throws. The big headline today from Mike McDaniel's press conference, Tua is on the attack. Oh, yeah. Just reading that and hearing that, it's like, I want more playoff games. Just give me a whole bunch of playoff games. Give me the NBA Finals, please. I'm ready for the Mike McDaniel era. Don't get me wrong. I'm also ready for the Mario Cristobal era at UM. I do believe we have plenty of fun ahead. But I just don't want it yet. I guess it's always a bit of a bummer when we transition from one sport to the next. The Panthers, they left a bad taste in my mouth. But at least on their last night before the season ended, some of the players got table dances. Girls. So that's fun. And yes, I'll be making a lot of strip club jokes about the Florida Panthers. Number one, because it's funny. And number two, the Panthers interim head coach, Andrew Brunette, he said yesterday, go check your sources.
Check your sources.
So I did. And yes, Panthers players were out in Tampa. A Tampa radio station, they were the ones to report this. It was the Pat and Aaron show. So the Pat and Aaron show, they report that Panthers players were out until 3 a.m. at a strip club. Bet you it wasn't as good as Dean's Gold, that's for sure. Can't be. So Andrew Brunette, he talks to the media before the game. And George Richards, nice Panthers reporter, one of the only Panthers reporters that we have in South Florida. George is a good dude. He asks Andrew Brunette about that report. And Brunette says,
check your sources.
Okay. Well, I don't think George Richards has that many strip club sources. He probably has a lot of dive bar sources. George is a dive bar kind of guy. And that's not anything against him. People love dive bars. I get it. He's not a strip club guy, at least that I know. But you know me. Am I about a dive bar or am I about... Girls. So... Andrew Brunette said, check your sources. I went ahead. I checked my sources. I've got plenty of strip club sources, and they are the best in the industry. And I was able to confirm the report from the Pat and Aaron show in Tampa. I will get more into the strip club sources tweet and what went on with the Florida Panthers, not in the champagne room, but on the ice in Tampa, and what's going to happen next. I have plenty to discuss when it comes to the Florida Panthers. However, You kind of felt that was coming. However, I cannot begin the hour officially with the Florida Panthers. I've got to begin the hour with the other team. The other team that got blown out last night. But I can't discuss the Miami Heat until the hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
We throw around the word embarrassing a lot in sports. I think we use it a lot, embarrassing. Even though a lot of people use that word, not everything rises to that level. You talk to a friend about a game the other night. Oh, yeah, that was embarrassing. But it doesn't really rise to the level of embarrassing. Last night's Miami Heat performance, that absolutely rises to the word embarrassing. I have a feeling that I'm going to be saying this word a lot this hour. I remember back in the day, I used to watch the super popular show, I believe it was Saturday morning, Pee-wee's Playhouse. And Pee-wee, he would have a word. It was a secret word of the day. And then all of his robots and whatever he had going on there, they would all go crazy. Now, we don't have a secret word on this show. This is not Pee-wee's Playhouse. This is the Andy Slater show. But if this was Pee-wee's Playhouse, only the show, not everything else that happened in Pee-wee's life, the secret word of the day today, it would be embarrassing. So maybe we could do that just for an hour, maybe a little bit less than an hour. Why not? Here's how it would sound. I think this is exactly how it would sound.
Today's secret word is
embarrassing.
You all remember what to do whenever anyone says a secret word, right?
Scream!
Right! For the rest of the day, whenever anyone says a secret word, scream real loud! Ready? Let's try her out.
That Heat game last night was embarrassing.
Yeah! Good screaming, everybody.
1 point in the first 8.5 minutes of the first quarter, the Miami Heat were down 18-1. Are you kidding? I'm watching that game and I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm glad I didn't go to Boston, because I was going to go from New York to Boston instead of coming to Miami. Oh my gosh, I am so glad. The starters last night, not the bench, but the starters, they scored a total of 18 points. That is the fewest since they've kept track of such things. What the heck were the Miami Heat doing? I get in the sense that the Heat went to Boston thinking, we got to get at least a split here. Let's get a split. Let's gain back home court. Let's go home at least a 2-2. And then we take our chances, best of three, two of the games at home. But after winning that game on Saturday night, and that was the most Heat win ever, grit, grime, togetherness, fighting through obstacles, all the culture. After all of that Saturday night, to come out and look content, like, nah, we're good. We don't really need this game. That was so frustrating to watch that. The Miami Heat, they are not good enough to just coast. They're not good enough to play without that maximum effort. They've got to go all out. They got to try to grab every rebound, every loose ball. And every time there was contact, it favored Boston last night. I looked at last night and just saw the Miami Heat punting it. They punted game four. It looked to me like they said, we're good. We got the one in Boston we needed. The Miami Heat now, because of that, because of last night's result, they've put all the pressure in the world on game five tomorrow. Because if the Heat tomorrow lets Boston do to them what they did in game two at the FTX Arena. If the Celtics are good again and they go back to Boston up 3-2, how you feeling? The Miami Heat do have home court. It's the best of three now. But they've left themselves barely any margin for error. Jimmy Butler, there's so many guys I could point to right now, but I want to bring up Jimmy Butler because I came on here last week and a lot of people have said Jimmy Butler is a playoff superstar. And I'm one of them. If we're going to call Jimmy Butler a playoff superstar, then we have the right to question, what the heck was that you were doing last night? If it was an injury thing, don't play. Sit out. That would be better than 6 points on 3-for-14 shooting. How does that even happen? Did D. Wade ever do that? Did LeBron ever do that? Because that's the type of company that Jimmy Buckets wants to be with. Well, guess what? You cannot have a performance like you did last night on that stage. The only positive thing I could say about the game, which is a mixed blessing of sorts, because Victor Oladipo is making himself some money here. He was good last night. Now, that money isn't going to be paid by the Miami Heat. That, I'm sure, will become a big topic once the season is done with, which could be Friday if the Miami Heat don't wake up. And it's not just players I want to point out. How about Eric Spoelstra? I know there are sacred cows in our town, and Eric Spoelstra is one of them. But when a team comes out and they can't hit a shot, and it doesn't look like they care, it doesn't look like they're trying, they never responded last night. They got boat raced in a major game. The coach has to take it. Spo's got to own it. Because it was his game plan that achieved nothing at all. It was his motivation that had guys checked out. Spo last night didn't push any right buttons. And I have no idea if there were any good buttons to push. But what I do know is that game was garbage. And it was over so early. My garbage day, it's Tuesday morning. Earlier today, the garbage man came around and picked up that garbage. But I felt when I was watching that Heat game last night that I had a Monday night garbage pickup. Gosh, that was so bad. You could take a commanding 3-1 lead and come home to end it in five. No, we got one in Boston. We're good. That's what it looked like to me last night. Now, we'll see. Every game of this Heat series, it's featured wild swings. Big, big leads for one team. We'll see if that trend continues. And if it does, and the losing team bounces back, wins the next game, okay, well, I guess we'll sign up for that, right? But we just don't know that. If the Heat win game five, lose game six, and win game seven, okay, we're good. But the issue is at some point, one team can break that pattern. It's like in tennis, you hold serve and then somebody breaks. And then at that point in tennis, the set is lost, and here the series would be lost. I have no feel for how tomorrow is going to go, because after game two, there's no way I would have thought Miami could gather themselves like they did and play so well in game three. So can Miami bounce back from another catastrophic loss? Can they figure it out again? It's a big, big ask. The scoring is a concern. We'll see about Tyler Hero for game five. Will he be 100%? Will Jimmy be 100%? Can Bam be aggressive like he was in game three? The Miami Heat have main dudes who spark their offense. And if they're all bad, where exactly are the points going to come from? And I would bet that Marcus Smart comes back for game five. That'll be a huge emotional lift for Boston. Defensive player of the year. It makes Boston all the more dangerous. That's why with Marcus Smart out, there was an opportunity last night for a kill shot. But instead, I think we're going to see a nervous crowd tomorrow night at the FTX Arena. And unfortunately, if you go to the FLA Live Arena on Wednesday night, you're going to see no crowd, nobody. Unless it's workers chopping up the ice, chipping away at it, and getting rid of it. Oh, those Florida Panthers. At least the Florida Panthers went to the strip club. Girls. And that's what you could do in South Florida. That's what you should do, especially after last night. Head on over to Dean's Gold. Dean's Gold is the ultimate gentleman's club. There is no place in South Florida or even Tampa like Dean's Gold. They are the ultimate gentleman's club for a reason. That's because Dean's Gold, they have gorgeous women who come from all over the world. There is no other gentleman's club anywhere in the state of Florida like we've got in North Miami Beach with Dean's Gold. Surround yourself with gorgeous women, and you could do that at Dean's Gold any day you want. They're open 7 days a week from 8 p.m. all the way until 6 in the morning. I don't need to check with my strip club sources because I am a source myself when it comes to Dean's Gold, the ultimate gentleman's club. Dean's Gold is located on the northeast corner of Northeast 163rd Street and Biscayne Boulevard. That's in North Miami Beach. Go have yourself a great night or even early morning. Head on over to the ultimate gentleman's club, Dean's Gold. At least one positive thing happened with the Florida Panthers, and I really hope they implement this for next season. Getting rid of the goal song that they've had for a few years now, which is horrendous, and changing it for this. Let me be clear here, and let it be known, if it's not already, I am not a hypocrite. Do I have any problem with an of-age adult going to enjoy some fine adult entertainment? I do not. So, did any Florida Panthers player do anything wrong by going to a club with... And they did it the night after their Game 3 loss and before Game 4. I don't have a problem with that. Is it funny? Absolutely. South Florida has so many better places than Tampa overall. But when it comes to a gentleman's club, Dean's Gold, as I was just saying, way better than any club in the Tampa area. But I get it. The Panthers, they were in a funk. They were down 3-0. Go change something up. Just like I tell all of you. If you're having a bad day, a long day, and you need some excitement in your life, you just need to get out of that funk, I always say go to Dean's Gold in North Miami Beach. So you think I'm going to have a problem? People are writing to me, friends. Oh my gosh, I can't believe they went to a strip club. That's so horrible. I'm like, I embrace it. Absolutely, 100%. I embrace it. I got no issue with that whatsoever. It's something I tell you guys to do all of the time. Why would I say it's bad for the Florida Panthers to do it? I think the worst thing to happen here was what Andrew Brunette said, and he lied about this. It's the cover-up. That's the bad part. And it was such a dumb thing to lie about. And then you dare the media to check sources?
Check your sources.
Brunette must be new here. I got plenty of poll sources. I got the best strip club sources in the industry. And yes, the Panthers players, not all of them, but Panthers players were out and they were having a good time. They were down 3-0. Change it up. You know what a legend Brunette could have become with audio? George Richards asked, hey, there's a report in Tampa that some of your players were out at a strip club at 3 in the morning. Is that true? Andrew Brunette would have become a legend by saying, yeah, We just needed to change something up. So I told him to go have fun. So much better than...
Check your sources.
And as I said in the previous segment, the secret word of the day, like if you were tuned in or watching Pee-wee's Playhouse, last night's game, it was embarrassing. Tampa Bay, yes, they are the back-to-back champions. They have an awesome goaltender in Vasilevsky. But come on, to be swept? Last year, the Panthers pushed it to 6 games. The Panthers this year were not shut out the entire season, and last night they get shut out. That's just so bad. I feel like the Panthers were content after winning one playoff series. I saw the celebration when Carter Verhaeghe got that game winner against the Capitals. There was so much elation, so much celebration, so much joy, and it was understandable. 26 years of frustration. But the problem is that was not the end of the road. That was not close to the end of the road. But the way the Panthers attacked the Tampa series, it felt like it was for them. It felt like they were saying this series is house money. Anything they did, it would have just been gravy on top. And that is garbage. Especially when it's your intrastate tormentor. They're not rivals. I could have said that, but I didn't. The Panthers and Lightning, they play in the same state. They hate each other, but they are not rivals because in order to be rivals, both teams have to win sometimes. And the Florida Panthers haven't done any winning against the Tampa Bay Lightning when it counts. This is a one-sided schooling. That's what it is. So now, what is ownership and management going to do about Andrew Brunette? What are they going to do about the no-show in Jonathan Huberdeau? Barkov, he signed long-term. He didn't show up either. But the Panthers have some decisions to make. I'll get to that conversation in just a minute. You have a decision to make when it comes to needing dental work, and it's very tough to get it done in South Florida. That's why I tell you all of the time about the Costa Rica Dental Team. The Costa Rica Dental Team is going to save you 50 to 70%. When compared to U.S. dental prices. That is a fortune that you'll be able to save when visiting the Costa Rica Dental Team. I have been to the Costa Rica Dental Team many times myself, so I can tell you firsthand, the work and the staff at the Costa Rica Dental Team, absolutely top-notch. Maybe you need crowns, veneers, whatever dental work you've got to get done, the Costa Rica Dental Team will save you between 50 to 70%. When compared to U.S. dental prices. So check it out for yourself. Visit CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. That's CostaRicaDentalTeam.com. Inquire about their pricing, and then you could start planning your Costa Rica dental vacation later today. Andrew Brunette seems like a very nice guy, but he was in a situation where he was given the keys to the best car. And it crashed. I know the Panthers won a bunch during the regular season. I know they won a playoff series, but this team was Stanley Cup contender good. They won the President's Trophy, and they got knocked out in the second round. That's not good enough. They didn't even win a game in the second round. They got swept. If you put aside the scandal with Joel Quenneville for a second, not to minimize it, but only having a hockey conversation. This same Panthers group, do you think Joel Quenneville gets swept out of the second round? I don't. The Panthers weren't nearly as good last season, and they took Tampa to 6 games. What we saw this series by the Panthers was a garbage performance. And that is why the Panthers need to consider a better head coach. And I think they will. If the NHL... Gary Bettman, if he allows Quenneville to coach again, maybe he's back with Florida. Brunette said it himself. The power play, his fault. I've been talking about it for weeks. Oh, don't blame Brunette. Brunette blamed himself last night. So horrendous on the power play during the entire playoffs. Now I look at the Panthers for next season, and I don't care where they finish in the standings as long as it's 1 through 8. because this team will be judged on how they perform in the Stanley Cup playoffs moving forward. It's great that they broke the spell of not winning a playoff series in 26 years, but no more participation trophies for this group. We want the cup. Forget about we want 10. We want the cup. Let's see what Uncle Luke has to say. He'll join me in just a minute. I know what I want when I go to Gulfstream Park. A great meal and winning tickets. That's what I got just a few days ago. I was at Gulfstream Park on Saturday. Had such a fantastic time. I put in a $100 pick three, and I got back $3,460, all off $100. Hey, the same thing could happen to you. There's so many different wagers to make when you're at Gulfstream Park, and the live racing takes place every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during this Royal Palm meet. I like going to the trackside restaurant at Gulfstream Park, 10 Palms. So if you want to go have a nice meal at 10 Palms and enjoy the races in front of you, make a reservation. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all of the details, and then get on out there any live race day during this Royal Palm meet. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at Gulfstream Park. What a perfect day to have Uncle Luke on this show. It is a Luke Tuesday, and Luke, you saw the story. It ended yesterday with the Panthers being ousted in the second round. But you're a strip club guy. You know I got some strip club sources, some of the best in the industry. And Panthers players were out at the strip club early yesterday morning. What do you think? Good idea? Bad idea? Not in hindsight, but looking at it before the game started.
Andy, if there's anyone that should be immune to the strip clubs, are all athletes, professional athletes from South Florida. We got a strip club on every corner, and they get naked around here. Unlike in Tampa and other places around the country where they don't. So you should not be trying to frequent a strip club when you are the embarrassment of South Florida sports and the world because you were number one seed. And now you want to go to the strip club and be hanging out in there till 3 in the morning and then have a match.
Well, wait a minute here.
So that is sad. That is sad.
See, I'm okay with this. They were down 3-0, Luke. You might as well change something up. You're actually against this? I thought you would be cool with this.
Well, obviously that didn't help. No. When you're down 3-0, You need to be in the hotel room looking in the mirror at yourself. You need to be thinking about what kind of person you are to be a fraud, number one seed. And then to continuously let Tampa beat us, knock us out of the playoff. Come on, man. That's our rival. I mean, the trash city of Tampa continue knocking us out. That means these people don't care nothing about us here. But again, it's hockey.
Well, you watched some of the games. I know you did. We were texting back and forth for some of them.
Yeah, you blew up your TV. They tell the strip club boys they need to get you a new TV because you blew up your TV when they winning goal and 1 second left in the game.
They just didn't look interested. I don't know.
They were not interested, Andy.
They were more interested in the women.
They were not aggressive. They were not aggressive. You know,
I don't know.
There were several games.
Luke, check with Diamond and Cinnamon and Destiny. I don't know. I heard they were a little aggressive.
I guarantee they was aggressive with them. They were trying to get the puck in the net there. I bet they got the puck in the net at the strip club, Andy, because they sure weren't trying to get the puck in the net on the ice, maybe in the VIP room.
Is that where the game needs to be? Maybe they should rename the FLA Live Arena the VIP room.
No, they need to get rid of the rats and put the panties, the thongs. Call them the Florida thongs.
I was so excited, Luke, because you know how people throw rats. If the Panthers would have won yesterday, I was going to say, hey, let's go on Wednesday, game 5. And after they score, let's throw dollar bills.
I know, right?
Just fill up the ice with dollar bills. And now what do we do?
I know. But on a serious note, does somebody need to get fired? Coach, general manager, somebody, players? I mean, what's your opinion on this?
Is this the Luke show with Andy Slater as a guest now?
Yeah. I can't ask you a question?
You can.
That's what got me in trouble this weekend. I asked a simple question. I don't know. You young people are delusional. You can't ask y'all no question and y'all that y'all don't want to answer.
Well, I didn't say I wouldn't answer it.
You got to turn it into, what is this, the Luke show? Ask Andy Slater the question. I want to ask you a question. And I'm pretty sure the people want to hear what your answer is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been talking about it for weeks now, Luke, and I think...
No, you ain't talked about the strip club for weeks. Here you go. Like all these other delusional people on my Twitter. You're running away from the answer.
No, I think the Panthers.
Listen, they're not going to take your credentials away, Andy, if you answer this question. Matter of fact, it'll strengthen your credentials.
I think the Panthers need to move on from Andrew Brunette, and I've been pretty clear about that. He's just not the guy.
Even after he got them the number one seed,
this is about the playoffs, Luke, isn't it? You're a coach. You're a head football coach. High school football coach.
I'm not going to grill you, Andy.
No, no, no. Hold on a minute.
I'm not going to put you out there.
Hold on a minute. If you have the best regular season, Luke, and then you get to the playoffs, you win a game, and then you get blown out, 58-0, what does that say about you?
So if you're the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in the playoff.
Yep.
And you, for the first time in franchise history, and God knows how long since they were playing overtime.
26 years.
You win a playoff series. Mm-hmm. And that was too much celebration, number one. And they forgot it was still in the playoffs. No, you don't fire the coach.
What do you do? You give him a raise because he got swept? They got swept.
You people in this cancer culture.
Oh, come on now.
You always want to cancel everything. You don't fire the coach. How many years have it took before they even found the coach to win a playoff series, let alone as be the number one seed? You don't fire the coach.
Look, I don't think
you just bring them to the strip club. You add some more aggressive pieces. Get somebody that's tough and put them in that locker room to punch some of them softies in the mouth when they go to land down. That's what you do. But you don't get rid of the coach.
Well, I think that's what they should do.
Oh my God!
I think that's what they should do. You asked me a question.
It took you. How many years it took you to get a coach to win a playoff series?
Yeah, but Joe, look, this was Joe.
And now you got one? You want to get rid of him?
This was Joel Quenneville's team. You know, the Panthers started out
7-0. Joel Quenneville did what he had to do, and he's not the coach, okay? You got to coach the rest of the year. It's like you. You got to be on the radio for the rest of the year. How many producers you fired? Gio and all the rest of them? You still produced. You fired all those producers throughout the years. So you still produced and you still on the radio. You're still doing your little things over there in Costa Rica and Colombia and all over the place. You still produce. You go to the casino and you produce. That's the players are producing.
Go to the strip club and
produce. You don't mess with things that are working because you're on your little feelings because you got blown out and no power plays. That's lack of aggression.
But how do you look at this as working? They just got swept in the second round. It's not about the regular season.
Rome wasn't built overnight, Andy. Rome wasn't built. People have to understand. They think. The Rome, like the University of Miami Hurricanes, it's going to take us 3 years before we get to the national championship because Mario Cristobal is here right now and he's going to win 10 games this year, win 10 games next year. People go, you're going to fire him because he hadn't produced in 2 years a national championship when he took over a depleted soft-ass roster? Come on, man.
I can give you
realistic about this, Andy. Don't worry.
Calm down. Get yourself together.
Calm down and appreciate the accomplishments of this year for the Florida Panthers.
Yes, of getting swept in the second round. I got to appreciate that to the fullest. The embarrassment.
With no points in what 25 power.
Yeah, they started I think 0-24 on the power play and finally scored one.
Stop it, Andy. Stop it. Just get yourself together.
Okay, let me get
Columbia, you know, and get you a few of your little friends over there, and y'all just, you know, relax. Relax yourself.
Let me get to something better. How about the Miami Heat, Uncle Luke? What do you have to say about them?
Listen, I never seen a game like that in my life. I never seen a playoff basketball game. I swear to God, I was sitting with 30 people watching the game, and 90% of the people was like, yo, this got to be a fix. And then another friend called me up this morning, like, yo, listen, the more games they play, the more money they get paid. I'm like, them dudes don't need no money. Forget about that. But I just cannot. I questioned Eric Spoelstra when I used to do your show in the studio many years ago, and I stopped because he's one of the greatest basketball coaches in the game, and I don't question him, and I'm not going to question him right now. But it something smelled bad about that game last night.
Well, what exactly smelled bad? Why don't you?
I got grown men. Listen, man, that was the lowest amount of points in franchise history in the first quarter.
Well, who put together the game plan?
You got 11 points? My son and his little kids' friends can get 11 points. And they are all the little kids in the neighborhood. Come on, Andy. You can't find the hole. Another team in South Florida can't find the hole.
Well, maybe they need to go to the strip club.
The other one, you would think they had strip clubs in Boston. Did you do an investigation to find out whether the Heat was in the strip club in Boston?
I did not. No.
Well, that's what you should do right now. You should not be on the phone talking to me. You should be trying to figure out how in the hell we can't put it in the net.
Spo did not say check your sources. The Panthers head coach said, check your sources. So he challenged me to check my sources. I did, and I found that out.
And I'm trying, listen, and I'm trying to still figure why Duncan hasn't been playing. But I'm not going to.
There's no defense. No defense.
Man, that's what people keep saying. Who plays defense in the NBA? Okay.
The Heat. The Heat and the Celtics.
Well, we damn sure needed his 30 points. And you just found out he can't play defense? You should have found that out before you gave him $200 million or whatever amount of million dollars you gave him.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm no expert.
You're right about that.
I'm not an expert. When you start issuing out the money, then you issue out the money for a reason.
You're right. I'm not going to argue with that.
No reason in the world this man can't get in these games here. But, again, that's just me. We're going to pull it out. We're going to have faith. But I'm gonna disagree with why Duncan ain't in the game. Now, between him and Tyler, that's Tres Leches. You think Tyler Hero is a great defensive player?
Tyler Hero could play some defense, but Tyler's all about getting buckets. I mean, that's
okay. You just answered my question. Duncan is all about getting, but we need more scoring. So we're not supposed to figure that out, which I think that's going to go seven anyway, because the league want them to go seven.
Come on.
That's the most compelling playoff series. And whoever plays Steph Curry and all that crew over there, I guess they figure we're going to just get beat by them. But this series is going seven.
Uncle Luke Luther Campbell, we talked about two disasters, both from last night. And I don't know, next Tuesday, maybe we're talking about the Heat in the NBA Finals, or we're talking about Tua throwing the football.
Well, you know what I really want to see from Tua is the Dolphin block off 27th Avenue in Miami Gardens and just go have a scrimmage out there. That would be so interesting.
The Dolphins have a scrimmage out there. Won't the residents of Miami Gardens complain about the noise?
No. Hey, look here, man. Hey, look here.
People
hey,
cheering Andy. Too loud.
Hey, Andy. Listen, one thing about it, I was pretty much one of the only people to support the Dolphins for the Formula One and only one of the brothers around town.
Of course, because you got free tickets.
free tickets.
Yeah, didn't you? Weren't you in the VIP? How are you not going to support it?
Of course I'm in the VIP. I don't have to support them to be in the VIP. I'm critical of all these sports franchises around here. And I'm the mayor of Miami. I'm the governor of this around here, Andy. That is why I'm on this show right here.
You're right. You're
Everybody
right.
knows that the white people, the Jewish people, the Cuban people, the Dominicans, the Venezuelans, I'm the governor around here, Andy.
You know
if
what?
If you don't give me no tickets, then I put it on social media, and then my people's put down on you.
You know what I want to do?
Even the old people, in the convalescent home love me.
Here's what I want to do with you, Luke.
Century Village. I'm gonna move there.
What I want to do is I want to go with you. You get the tickets. Let's go in July to Rolling Loud. It's there at Hard Rock Stadium. I want to go with you.
Oh, my God.
Can we go to Rolling Loud together?
Last time I went, I performed.
Lil Baby, Kodak Black.
Kodak Black.
Moneybagg Yo.
Every time I ask you to come to this type of events, but you'll come next.
OGZ, Spot 'em, Got 'em. I know them all. Soulja Boy.
Listen.
Let's go.
Let me just tell the general public, like I had to tell Lane Kiffin, he called me the other day, he says his daughters want to go to the game, to not the game, but they wanted to go to Rolling Loud, and he just swore it was a black event, and I say, no, Lane, it's a 95% white kids are out there having fun listening to black people music. So, Andy, you can go with me,
yes.
But whenever you go to a full black event with me, real black hip-hop concert, uh-huh. where the brothers at, and you may have to duck, and you can see some of them big booty girls twerking and shaking it and all that, then that's when we're going to put some respect on your name, Andy.
Well, I did that with you in Vegas with Rick Ross. I was there at the Mandalay Bay, and I think I was the
only... Well, I'm going back this weekend. I'll be in Vegas. I'll be in L.A. this weekend. I will not be at Pepper Spray South Beach.
Pepper Spray South Beach?
Pepper Spray. Pepper Spray South Beach this weekend. Curfew Pepper Spray South Beach. I will not be here.
We'll talk about that next week. Luke, it's always good to talk to you. Enjoy Vegas. Enjoy everywhere you're going for Memorial Day weekend, and be safe.
Thank you, Andy. You have a great day.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah, take care, my friend. Uncle Luke Luther Campbell. Oh, boy. At least I could have some laughs there after talking about these disasters for the past hour or so. Well, just get in a little better of a mood. Why not? It's only sports, right? It's only a game. None of us think that, but that is the truth. All right, that is all the time I have for this Tuesday afternoon. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.